Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. A grave inaccuracy was just uttered by me earlier today. I said Dom was in Arizona, but Dominic Catronio is here in
Surprise.
This house. Right? Sorry, pal. I know you'd probably rather be.
Oh, well, with the weather we're getting this week here, man.
That's true. You're good.
I'm fine. I've got a tea time later this week. I'm good to go. I'm ready to rip.
All right. So, first week of the season went okay.
Yeah, to say the least. Best record in the National League. The rookies are playing well. The pitching is there. The bullpen's scoreless. I mean, it's, you know, the kind of start that you can always like, oh, well, if this goes right, this goes right. Like, literally everything has gone right for the Brewers.
So for a West Coast trip, obviously that means late nights, yada, yada. Is there any reason why a West Coast trip would be better earlier in the season versus later?
There could be a reason for it. There is another 10-day trip later in the season as well in August. But this is kind of a good test again. Something I've been saying all offseason long is staring at these first six series of the year, they're real series. You know, I mean, this is a real test to come out of the gate. And the fact that they've been passing with flying colors, the Diamondbacks just won 3 out of 4 against the Dodgers, beating them up. They're a very good young team. Then obviously the Padres are the Padres. The Mariners made the playoffs last year. And then you come home for the Red Sox. And I mean, I don't care what anyone says about them shedding payroll. They're still the Boston Red Sox. So this is a heck of a test, and you'll get some team camaraderie, I imagine. We'll hear some more stories about that, but it's a real thing, definitely, for sure.
So when you look at this season, Dom, to start 7-2, pretty good. Like you said, best in the National League. What are some things that have surprised you to start this season for the Milwaukee Brewers, good and bad?
For the good, it has to be the bullpen.
Sure.
I mean, it was the number one question mark. 23 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings now, going back to last Sunday in Chicago. I mean, you know, you've got Devin, and the way that Matt Bush ended his year last year, like, but everyone has really stepped up.
Yesterday was a little scary.
Hey, still got a zero.
got a zero.
But, and Hobie Milner has been great. Peter Strzelecki, ever since he arrived in the big leagues, as Craig Counsell put it yesterday. I guess the downside is, where the heck's Corbin Burnes? You know, it's kind of surprising that his first two starts have been bad. But I think, to me, that's encouraging because you know Corbin's going to rebound. You know that. So the fact that he's been your worst starter in the first two starts, like, okay, Corbin will figure it out. It'll be A-okay.
How about Saturday night at the Yard? 40,000-plus in attendance. Brandon
Don't
among
remind
them,
me. The only game that they lost this week.
So it's your fault.
The only donkey of the season so far this year, Brandon was there. So
my
is
kids
he banned?
Are looking at me like, why are we here? This sucks.
Right. And there was nothing fun about Saturday night's game.
Well, I want to ask you then, with your kids, you know, with the new product, faster game, with things moving along, with the pitch clock and everything, how did they react to it? How's your family
seen
it?
They loved it.
Yeah.
They loved it. So my youngest is 7, and he was still into it, like into the third, fourth, which is better than last year.
Sure.
Last year was like the second, like looking up at the ceiling, when are we leaving? But the fan experience in general is better.
I want to give a shout out to everybody with the in-house, with the 414 force, and then all that they've been doing with the in-between. Like Jeff Levering and I were talking yesterday, it's like, it's almost like a rave in here between innings, where it's just, there's always energy. Yes. There's always something to point out.
And if you're taking a family, shout out for the 414 value menu. Incredible. You can save a ton of money.
Yeah, the Sunday Fun Day thing is a great thing that the Brewers have got going on. It's something that the whole family come, parking's included on it, 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, you know, old school stuff. I love it.
So they're, what, 7-2, best in the majors.
Nationally.
Other than the Tampa Bay Rays. You are the host of Brewers Extra Innings. I'm assuming people are still finding things to complain about.
Yeah, I think, you know, I look at it.
Because they always do, Dom.
Saturday night, right? Christian Yelich had a really bad game.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, he goes 3 for 5, a homer, 2 hits. It's just like, baseball's hard, y'all.
Yeah.
So, and it's a long season. We're still kind of conditioned in this basketball NFL mind of every game matters. Oh, my God, it's life or death. It's 162 games. It's going to be okay. There's going to be 500 plate appearances for these guys. Plenty to figure out.
So who are we going to play in the World Series? I'm on the other end of the spectrum.
I think Seattle's really good. I think they've got the pitching. They've got the young superstar in Julio Rodriguez. Seattle's really, really freaking good. And they're led by a cheeser. So they're led by Scott Service. You know, shout out to lacrosse. And baseball, this is a heck of a year to be a baseball fan.
A cheeser?
Yeah.
That's a new term.
He calls it himself. I mean, he's a huge Packer fan, too.
Cheeser.
He's an owner like yourself.
Not a cheesehead. He's a cheeser.
Yeah, he's an owner like yourself.
An owner, yes. Yeah. Dominic Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings. We hear you tonight?
Yes, late night. And then you can hear it in podcast form if you don't want to stay up with me.
Good to see you, buddy.
But we'll stay up.
Good to see you guys.